Zondervan presents Truth Stained Lies by Terry Blackstock, read by Gabrielle DeCure. Chapter 1. The email from Jay's wife clearly demonstrated that miracles happen. He hadn't expected her to ever speak cordially to him again, even though the custody battle was tearing their child apart. When he read her letter on his office computer, his jaw dropped. The civility in her tone and the plea for him to ditch his attorney's advice and come to her house to talk shocked him. Hope budded where it had all but shriveled. Dropping everything, he wrote a quick note back. "I'll be right over. Leaving now." Yes, it was a miracle. Anna Lee hadn't spoken to him in almost a year. Every visitation had been arranged through their attorneys. He had longed for a chance to talk to her face to face and tell her of his concerns for Jackson if she won full custody. Every other weekend and Wednesday night visitations, the deal most fathers got under this judge, would not cut it. He had wanted to remind her how desperately the child needed his dad, to remind her that children who had their father ripped out of their lives often grew up with voids they tried to fill through self-destructive choices. He'd wanted to appeal to her as an adult and a parent, to get past this bickering and put Jackson first. Now he had an invitation to do just that.